Welcome to another episode of Mahogany and Willow. Today I'm going to be talking with you about toxic shame, what it is, how it affects us, and how we can heal from it. If you haven't heard the term before, toxic shame is a chronic feeling of worthlessness and self-loathing. I personally believe it is one of the most damaging patterns we can develop, and it begins in childhood. Childhood abuse, neglect, and other traumatic experiences can cause toxic shame and create the initial belief that we are not good enough, we are broken, bad, or damaged, and that we are undeserving. But even without trauma and abuse, we can develop toxic shame when our emotional needs are just repeatedly unmet. And this could be for reasons like having two working parents or having siblings with more pressing or constant needs, like an illness. It can also develop when we are simply not taught how to co-regulate our emotions, or we feel we are forced to self-regulate before we can understand how. This is a pattern many people who struggle with things like CPTSD, low self-esteem, depression and anxiety, insomnia, digestive issues, addictions, and codependency suffer from. It can begin to happen when others don't have the ability to meet our needs, and in their reasoning, whether it's conscious or unconscious, for not doing so, we end up feeling unworthy of having our needs met. It can begin to happen when we somehow feel we will be ridiculed or reprimanded for expressing our own needs. It can also begin to happen when we are treated as if someone else's reactions and behaviors are our fault. Toxic shame causes behaviors such as feeling worthless, worrying about what others think of us, being afraid to look stupid or silly, perfectionism in response to fearing failure, constant negative self-talk, anger in response to shame triggers, and being harsh and critical judges of others' behaviors, lives, and choices. Ordinary shame, in contrast, is a feeling in response to a particular wrongdoing or immoral diversion. This shame usually dissipates in a few days. It's tied to one specific event and most often causes a shift in our understanding. The shift in our understanding then gives us the ability to alter particular actions or thoughts around whatever originally caused the shameful feeling. Once we alter the actions and thoughts, we're able to create a new pattern. This natural response to ordinary shame is healthy and self-regulatory. Repressed and hidden toxic shame could actually be the epidemic of our current time. It is reflected in advertising, social media, and even in our educational system. Any of us who feel the need to shame others, even if we're doing it internally, for believing and thinking differently, is nothing more than a manifestation of our own inner toxic shame. Repressed toxic shame creates an unrealistic view of how things are and of what they mean in real life. If we struggle with this pattern, we often feel what others do and say means something it really doesn't. We often make a lot of assumptions about experiences in life to protect ourselves from feeling shame come up. Often we create damaging and harmful fantasies that then sabotage our own state of well-being. Toxic shame causes us to develop these fantasies because our core version of reality over time forces us to believe there is nothing fundamentally right about who we are, what we are doing, and the choices we are therefore making. Because we believe there is nothing right about us, we create fantasy versions of ourselves inside of our minds, which then we believe, if we become these versions, all will be made right. This leaves us in a constant state of seeking to change things about ourselves and often leads to burnout, exhaustion, anxiety, and mental health struggles. We also create fantasy versions of others. And then we believe if we find those others, they will help us make or feel as if everything is right. This causes us to have unhealthy views and understandings of relationships and might look like seeking perfect partners, codependence, limerence, neediness, and even addiction to our partners, person of interest, or the relationship itself. The fantasies that are generated by toxic shame include things like fantasies of others' perfection, fantasies of how their perfection will purify our shame, fantasies of self-grandiosity, fantasies of only being safe when we are alone so that we don't have to develop co-regulation skills and have healthy relationships, fantasies of what love really means, and also fantasies of, say, a perfect me that I will try to become so I will never feel shameful again. We get temporary reprieve from toxic shame when we first choose to be alone after leaving a relationship. We've all felt that feeling after a relationship ends of relief. That is that reprieve from toxic shame. And when we first believe we have found someone who loves us, we also get that reprieve from toxic shame, although we rarely show those people who we truly are because of a fear of rejection. We can begin to transform toxic shame and release these fantasies by first noticing the shame and allowing ourselves to feel it. It will be easier to do this if we really give ourselves grace and understand these feelings don't exist because we are wrong or bad. They are there because we were in circumstances or relationships in our childhood where it was difficult or impossible to get our own needs met. The second step is learning to recognize our triggers. Triggers point to repressed or resisted emotions. If we know we have lots of toxic shame, we will then recognize our triggers are, more often than not, going to highlight shameful emotions. The third step is challenging and reframing the thoughts we have, which keep us in the perpetual cycle of toxic shame. Shame can feel so intense, it forces us to react. If we can instead slow down and begin to notice the thoughts that occur before the shame, we can then pause and begin to question the thoughts before they snowball into extreme behavior or obsessive mental chaos. Once we begin to question our thoughts, we can reframe them using cognitive behavioral therapy techniques like naming the feeling we are having, recognizing the trigger or where the thought is coming from, challenging that thought. Is there evidence this is even true? And we can reframe the thought by using the evidence we have uncovered to construct a new positive thought. It is important in this exploration of how toxic shame has colored our entire belief of what is real to show compassion for how this has affected us and really investigate what our needs are in our quest to release the shame. We might need to talk to a therapist. We might need to be vulnerable and honest with a supportive loved one and ask them to help us challenge and reframe our thought patterns. Journaling, listening to others talk about shame and how they overcame it, and meditation or hypnosis can all be valuable tools on this path of overcoming shame as well. Toxic shame is real, and many of us suffer from it. but we can learn to see it and overcome it within ourselves. Through compassion, self-exploration, and by giving ourselves permission to seek help when we need it, we can begin to transform these patterns of shame and start to live more authentically. I hope this conversation today has given you an understanding or even a fresh perspective on toxic shame and how we actually have the ability to transform it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Mahogany and Willow, because there's always something important to talk about.